Think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring? Think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Probably has to feel good here as we're going to overtime. Marshall Lifebrand against Baird. Ubley wins the tip. And here comes Ubley right to left across the radio. Nick Sweeney over to Austin Drake, right wing. Back up to Sweeney, slowing things down. Each team scored 11 points in that final quarter. We're tied at 47 apiece. 3:45 left. Ubley slowing things down, passing it guard to guard to guard over all around the arc. Nick Sweeney has it. Back over to Austin Drake, right wing. Lifebrand's at the high post, now into Josh White in the right corner, back up to Sweeney, top of the key. Dribbles to his left, over to Gabe Messing. Back over to Gabe Messing from Sweeney, back up to Sweeney, top of the key. Being guarded by Fisher. Dribbles to his left, over to Messing, over to Austin Drake. Drives down the baseline, kicks it into Lifebrand for the give and go, and it's good. Marshall Lifebrand now with 20 points, and it is tipped out of bounds by Austin Drake. Brown City retained possession, trailing by 2:49:47. Banks passes it in to Knox, top of the key. Ubley in his zone defense, over to the left point, left wing to Fisher. Down to the corner to Knox, back up to Fisher. To Baird to the left elbow, being double teamed. Back over to Fisher for three, left wing, no, short, into the hands of Lifebrand. And now over to Josh White. Now over to Sweeney on the floor, and it's stolen by Fisher. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch thrown off of number 14, Austin Drake. This thing is crazy. Austin Drake last touched it, and it's Brown City ball on their own baseline. Probably does not like that call. Austin Drake looks like he got knocked in the nose. Foul right in the kissa. And Banks passes in for Brown City into the left corner to knock back up to the Bears from the left wing for three. Yes! Brown City now with a one-point lead, 50-49. Baird with the three. Nick Sweeney across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Gabe Messing, right wing into Josh White, right corner, trying to feed him to Lifebrand. They do at the right post. He turns and shoots this one. Sharky one to foul. Nothing there. And now it is Brown City ball. We have a whistle. 2:24 left in overtime. Brown City 50-49. And it is an ugly foul. This one goes against number 52, Josh White, his third, team's ninth. Ugly crowd does not like the call. Baird at the line, shooting one and one. Next drop, and it's good. Baird is now 7-for-7 from the free throw line. He has all 4 points for Brown City in this extra quarter. And the second one's good. Perfect from the free throw line. Baird has all 5 points for Brown City in the overtime. The first overtime, 52-49. They lead by three over Ubley. 2:24 left in the fifth. Mitchell Guza back in the game. Over to Nick Sweeney. Drops the timeline. Dribbles to his left side. Over to Gabe Messing on the left wing. Back up to Sweeney. Being guarded by Fisher. Gabe Messing left wing. Into the corner to Guza. Back over to Messing, back in the Guza, into Lifebrand left post. He goes up and fouled on the way up. A little bit of a late whistle, but it called it anyway. So Lifebrand's hanging the line for two. Lifebrand has 20 on this game already. He's trying to make that 22 with two successful free throws. Trailing by three to Brown City with 2:04 left in time and overtime. First one is up and good. He now has 21. Gabe Messing checks out. Austin Drake back in on the floor for Ubley. Josh White, Austin Drake, Marshall Lifebrand, Mitchell Guza, Nick Sweeney. Second free throw goes no good. 52-50 as Nick Sweeney steals it for Ubley into Josh White, into Marshall Lifebrand, right post. It's good. Marshall Lifebrand puts it back up. He now has five. in the overtime period, and it's tied at 52. Full court pressure coming from Upland. Nick Sweeney tipped it, but Fisher catches it anyway. Over to Banks, over to Bear, left corner, back up to Banks, top of the key to Fisher. Drives in, kicks back out to Knox to the right wing, into the right corner to Spikeski, top of the key to Bear. Minute 40 left in overtime. We're tied at 52-52. Fisher, the Bear, right wing, dribbles to his right, gets put on the floor, and there was no call, and it's Cisco Knight here in Ubley, and it's a traveling. Ubley has possession. 80 feet from their own hoop. This place is going crazy, John.
I'm telling you, you could have called that anything. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
Anything but late for dinner. Marshall Leibrand across the timeline. Minute 23 left in overtime, tied at 52 apiece. Leibrand now has the top of the key, slowing things down. Nearest defender, 12 feet away. Austin Drake now on the left wing. Same story. He's trying to slow things down.
There's a minute and 10 seconds to go, and it looks like they're content for a final shot, huh?
I would agree, especially when you have Marshall Leibrand on your own team. He has four fouls in this one. Nick Sweeney in the right wing, being guarded by Fisher closely. Over to Mitchell Guza, right corner. There's the double team, and we have a timeout called by Ubley. So Ubley will get it on the bench side of your radio. That's the opposite side. Right near the baseline, we have a full timeout. We're going to stick with you on this one. 52-52, 57 seconds left in overtime. Tie ball game.
Nick Sweeney had the ball on the right side that Ubley was attacking with, and he'd already used up one dribble. And believe me, there was a whole bunch of people in the stands were hoping he wasn't going to go ahead and use that second dribble, Clark.
Not at all. Let's go by the quarters here. Brown City led after one, 22-11. At halftime, they cut the lead down to 8, 30-22. Brown City still led into the locker room. After three, tie ball game, 36 apiece. At the end of regulation, 47 apiece. Now we're at 52 apiece. 5 points from Baird for Brown City. 5 points from my friend for Ubley. 57 seconds left in overtime in Ubley. The stakes, well, they're high. This place, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, so much. So much is riding on this, probably. As far as Brown City, you know, they can play the spoiler makers on this. It's not a really a big deal for them. But as far as the Bearcats, this is everything.
Austin Drake will be inbounding it for the Bearcats right in front of their own bench on the left side of your radio. And Nick Sweeney on the backcourt. 55 seconds left. 52-52. Leibrand now top of the key, slowing things down. Over to Nick Sweeney, right wing. They're trying to go for the last shot here. 45 seconds left now. Nick Sweeney over to Austin Drake, deeper into the right wing. Back up to Nick Sweeney, right at the timeline. Right on top of the U on the floor. Austin Drake, right wing, being guarded by Fisher.
Well, you know who's going to take the final shot.
And who's that?
I think he's wearing 34.
Okay, that's Marshall Leibrand. He has just a few points, 23 points on the night. Senior night here in Ubley, 25 seconds left. We're tied at 52 in overtime. Brown City trying to go for the upset. Ubley trying to retain a full clinch of the Greater Thumb East Championship. Sweeney dribbling top of the key, being guarded by Fisher. He drives his top of the key, brings it back out over to Josh White, right wing, 8 seconds left. Nick Sweeney now at the right wing. He dribbles back up, 3 seconds left. He doesn't realize how much time's left. Marshall Leibrand with 1 second. And now it's
double overtime.
Double overtime. No one knew how much time was left. Marshall Leibrand thought there was 3 seconds left on the clock. And no, we're now going to double overtime. 52-52, 5 points scored for each team in that period of overtime. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here we go, folks. It's a circus here. Double overtime, 52 apiece. Leibrand against Baird for the third time tonight. Leibrand wins this one. He's now 2 for 3 on the tip.
Yeah, you think they're going to hold the ball for 4 minutes?
Well, you